I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Welcome back. Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris, Rob Long's off. It's the Big Bad Morning Show. Plenty of stuff coming up later on. Jerry Bembry, Jody Haislip is going to join us, talk some soccer there. And we've got the World of Stupid coming up. But Ed, we were talking about extensions for players. You see Derrick Henry get his. Do you? I mean, I'll go first, and I think you'll agree with me. The next player to me is very obvious who's going to get the extension. It's Isaiah Likely. Like, you have all of your tight ends coming up. He was just on with Kay Adams talking about how he wants to be a Raven forever. Mm-hmm. Or, well, I shouldn't say that. How he loves being a Raven. So, and I think most guys that come here that's not named, what was the kid, the cat from Carolina that came here, the former Steeler? He's the only one that didn't like to be here. The wide receiver? That went to Deontay Johnson. Thank you. I couldn't think of his damn name. But you have those guys that don't want to be here. But like, I feel like most players that come to Baltimore, a lot of guys play a couple of years here and want to retire here. So it is a favorable spot to be in. But you have to pay Likely. We were talking about what a difference maker he's going to be, and you can't get into a situation where all your tight ends come up.
You're paying Likely because he's up at the end of the year?
Yeah. You get the extension. You don't want him to hit free agency. If you sign him to an extension, it allows you to use your franchise tag somewhere else if you want to.
Why don't you use it on Kyle? Why don't you extend Kyle Hamilton to use the franchise tag on Likely?
You could do that too.
With Hamilton's up next, 26.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
Likely's the easier one to get done. That's why. I mean, look at the going rate for tight ends, and I think he should make more than whatever he's going to get. I just think it's the situation where you look at, he's had good seasons, but he's been splitting time with Mark Andrews with those guys being out there and the targets. If Mark Andrews wasn't here, how many targets do you think Isaiah Likely's getting?
A lot, obviously.
I mean, I think that could be a guy that gets 90 to 100 receptions in a season, depending on how much they're throwing, obviously. Yeah. There's a lot of mouths to feed. Now, that's why I say it. I think the Kyle Hamilton one's going to be a little bit more difficult because...
So you think Mark Andrews is gone?
Yes, after this season.
Yeah.
The issue I see with Kyle Hamilton, and this is what's going on, like, if you try to franchise him, what do you franchise him as? Remember, this was the thing that outside linebackers were bitching about because they called them linebackers when they're pass rushers.
Yeah.
And so they fought over that. And interior linemen fought, like, hey, playing left tackle is different than playing center.
Wide receivers, tight ends did it with wide receiver tag, too.
Yeah.
Because they split wide very often. Hey, I'm doing this job.
I think Travis Kelce started that.
Was it Kelce?
Yeah.
One of them. I couldn't remember if it was him or Kittle. No.
But that's why I think Likely's the next guy. I know he's talking about changing his number, too. These guys do this all the time. There was a statement yesterday that Likely wanted to change his number to one, but... if Lamar wins his first Super Bowl, he's going to change his number to one, is what somebody said. I don't know if that's... Look, it's online. It must be true.
Hope he doesn't. Eight is like one of my favorite numbers. Just leave it.
Was Likely said that he would switch to eight, Lamar would switch to one.
Really?
That was on Up and Adam.
Okay, so that was the... Thank you, Joe. And again, like, Likely to me is a premier player in this league that I think if you extend him now, you can get him cheaper than what his value actually is.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. There's no doubt in my mind you cannot let Kyle Hamilton walk.
No.
And I don't think they will. And part of that's going to be the restructure of Lamar and how this works. They have a little bit of money now. We'll see what the June 1st.
The problem is that Hamill's going to be the highest paid safety in football when he gets his money.
It's going to be even more than that. I think a guy like Hamilton could end up getting close to like cornerback money.
I guess, yeah.
I mean, you use him in every he could sit here and come in and say, why are you paying me? Like, safeties get paid the least amount of any of those positions out there. And, and for a while there, they made even less money than special teams guys. Kickers were making more money getting if you go back and look at when Donovan Darius of the Jaguars was franchised as a safety, it's criminal what they could pay him. And then they franchise him the next year and it goes up 20% and it went up from like 1.8 million to like 2 point whatever million. And he's going, are you kidding me? They can keep doing this to me? And then finally, guys like Ed Reed and Brian Dawkins got paid and that number went up.
Yeah.
But if I'm Kyle Hamilton, I'm going, if you franchise me, you're not paying me like a safety. You guys use me as a pass rusher. You use me to cover guys. You use me all over the place. And the way you use me allows you to use these other guys in a different way. So, those are the two guys that I feel like you have to get locked up moving forward. Pick your poison, which one you want to get done first. I just think Kyle Hamilton's more difficult.
I just hate the whole thing where it's by position. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, edge rushers make more than safeties, obviously. Is Owe a better player than Kyle Hamilton?
No.
No, not even close.
No.
Why should he make more money?
Guys,
it's the stupidest thing ever.
The guys that get paid in this league are guys that touch the ball and touch the quarterback.
Yeah.
And I'm not, look, the other guys get, you get what I'm saying, though. Those are the premier positions that you want.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.